On the afternoon of May 20th, travelers driving through Oak Creek Canyon saw smoke but couldn't get through to 911, so they drove the windy road for 10 minutes before they came to a fire station and reported the fire. Sedona Fire Chief Chris Kazian says only two firefighters were on duty at the time. He says they geared up to investigate and called dispatch.
So we use a radio system. So we talk to dispatch directly through our radio channel. And so they called dispatch and said, we have a looks like smoke in the canyon. Minutes are crucial. Seconds are crucial.
Minutes later, they confirmed it was indeed a fire, and strong winds pushed it quickly toward homes and businesses. Nicole Garrison owns the Butterfly Garden Inn.
It was surreal. It felt like a movie. It felt like one of those things you see in the distance or on TV that you never think will happen to you.
Garrison and her husband evacuated guests, employees, her family, secured their cabins, and headed north to Flagstaff.
So much had to be done, but then it was 12 days of waiting and wondering and watching your life unfold on TV. It was a very scary, bizarre experience. We just sat very hopeful, but there were many days where we thought our house would not be here when we got back.
Thanks to 2,100 firefighters and $10 million spent fighting the fire, Garrison's house, business, and all other structures in the canyon were spared from what became known as the slide fire.
It came close.
John David Herman, an Oak Creek Canyon resident, points to where the fire burned right up to his property line.
When 20,000 acres burns because the first responders couldn't respond quickly enough, that speaks volume. Cell phone service is the key to living in modern society.
While cell providers are erecting new towers every day, there are still many dead zones, especially in the western United States.
I'm driving, or my wife is driving, one of us has a heart attack. And so there are a million things that could go wrong. Flat tire. I've got a AAA gold card. It's useless for 12 miles.
So Herman rallied the Sedona mayor, Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick, and several others to demand cell towers in the canyon. And it worked. Verizon has plans to install three new towers in Oak Creek Canyon. At least one will be 150 feet tall and disguised as a pine tree. AT&T representatives say they're interested in attaching antennas to them. And CenturyLink plans to install the fiber optic cables. Sedona Fire Chief Chris Kazian says even though many people go to the canyon to unplug and get away from technology,
from a safety standpoint, it would certainly be better for the people that travel that road to be able to have access to 911, because quick access makes a difference in our business.
A Verizon contractor says there's no timeline for installation. The company needs county approval first. But Herman says he expects the towers in place this time next year. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.